Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan as we open here under a severe weather alert. Yeah, wind and hail. The greatest threat here, possible risk of severe weather today is we were chatting with CA there about 30 minutes ago over there in the bullpen. He's saying there might be tornadoes down a tornado watch on 20. So and you can hear maybe the thunder rumbling in the background, the traffic on Central North here out of downtown. It's at a standstill. So best of luck to you. I know you're probably trying to get your Friday vibes going, your weekend vibes going. You're locked in for 4.5 hours of sports, and I want to salute you for that. I really do. I want to salute you for checking in with us, making us part of your day. But I want you to be careful at the same time. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's got his rain slicker on there, and he's fixing to go 4.5. Eric Chiafalo is in the house. Wolchuk's on his way to a Caribbean cruise, I believe.
Fort Lauderdale right now, right?
Got out of town just in time.
He touched down.
Fort Lickerdale.
I'm sure he's already got 2 or 3 whiskey sours in already.
Lucius, were the MTV spring breaks from Fort Lauderdale the best ones?
Oh, the beach houses?
Yeah,
houses was great, man.
You guys ever remember that MTV they used to have?
With Eric Neese.
Ed Lover, those guys.
Yeah, they're
having a great time.
They'd be dancing at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And
it is crazy out there.
Yeah. I'm sitting against my door so my mom doesn't walk in and doesn't watch it. Yeah.
You know the grind.
Yeah. Exactly, Phil. What are you doing?
They had a show for like 30 minutes. They just played cuts and people with their shirts off danced around pools.
Yeah.
It's crazy time.
It was kind of like Soul Spring Train break. without all the clothes, right?
Yeah, it was like Soul Train without the soul. You right?
Yeah. Well, Stars had their souls zapped out of them last night in that third period. Super lucky goal doing them in. I know. Mm. You hit that button when the game's over, and you're like, "This was one of the most incredible sports events I've ever watched on television." I have this feeling like I just got kicked in the junk, but you have to appreciate the fact it was a great evening of entertainment. But damn, that was hard to accept. As after the second period, you're like, wow, this is a magic carpet ride of sports viewing.
Yeah, dude. It was incredible. That second period was so freaking fun.
I was asking myself, what have I done for the sports gods to suddenly change their opinion of North Texas here? Like, no, we'll go ahead and make it happen. Here you go. You guys have paid your penance here since the beginning of February. Go ahead and have your fun. 2 goals from Rupe Hintz, a goal and 2 assists from Mikko Rantanen. It was outstanding. And then, no doubt. I don't think this has to be like Rangers 2011, where it was ripped from you, and then you go out there and you don't get the job done.
Right.
I think we've seen enough in this series to believe. We've seen enough from DeBoer to believe. But I think this is just the cruel nature of hockey and how. They call it puck luck. You know, I've had enough of that puck luck.
I know. I'm so sick of those two words.
Well, maybe
they earn it.
You had your puck luck at home, maybe, with some of the
we got a little bit of that.
The early goals
for
and
sure.
stuff like that.
It happens, but I think it's well deserved for the Avs with just how assertive they were from start to finish, it felt like.
Yeah.
And they were peppering shots on Ottinger all night long. So you are giving yourself the opportunity to stumble in to a couple of things. And so I think it's more credit to them, but it was gut-wrenching to watch puck off skate, own goal. Like, what are we doing?
Fan on the shot ends up on the stick of somebody that's unmarked. You know, I mean, those are the tough ones you have to deal with. You could deal with the goals that are set up where there's, you know, real crisp pass or they do some good work down in the corner and get the puck in front. But man, those ones that are just, you know, where the goalie has no shot, just the redirection is just in that. And that's what I always say, just, you know, no shot's a bad shot in hockey because of just the things that we saw last night.
The analysts last night were talking about how important it is for Colorado to stay aggressive. And it's, you know, it's quite overwhelming when they get it going. You know, they're
hard to defend.
Yes, and I think the Stars defenders can be asleep just a little bit. It only takes a split second of turning your head and lack of awareness, and all of a sudden the guy's diving in front of you for that puck that maybe as a defender you should be first to.
Yeah, the thing that was encouraging to me, though, is in the second you survive, you know, another defenseman being down. You know, you're basically playing,
And the Bish play was crazy, dude.
So all of a sudden you're thinking like, okay, and now you worry about things that could happen in the game that can maybe, do you have too many men on the ice? How the shift's going to be, you know, who's going to be paired with who? Do you get all that correct? I mean, they navigated that so well in the second, you know, not only with the offense, but their ability to find ways to like, okay, hey, we're down a man. Let's, you know, okay, you got to be paired with him. Be ready to be on, you know, and they never had. I mean, it came close a couple of times where they might have, you know, got caught short. But I give them credit for that part, that you couldn't have drawn it up any better for a team in the second than what they had, especially with the way that Colorado was playing. Like you mentioned, Eric, with all the shots. I mean, that's tough to deal with when a team's out shooting you by 20.
So great to see a guy like Mikko step up the way he did.
Yes.
I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah. And that line right there
just shows
Mikko
you the talent
Rupe
he has.
And, yeah. Oh,
I mean, he's down
full
low.
Display.
He's down low and he fires like a no look pass.
So
just right
dirty.
To the middle, you know, and you're like going, man, what a great. I mean, just not even looking, just kind of having that awareness where your teammates
the skill, the chemistry, all of it involved. It was beautiful. But Bischel and that spill and then coming back in that game.
Yeah.
We didn't get a great angle of it to see exactly what smashed into the boards there, but
his forehead.
I thought it was his face and forehead too. I'm like, that's a concussion.
Yeah,
that looked like there's no way this guy's coming back. And then boom, all of a sudden, there he is again. How's he feeling today?
Yeah, when he got to the bench,
that was shocking.
How about that?
What an animal!
About that plane flight home, that would be kind of tough too.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought it had to be a concussion or something. Yeah, he just took such a massive body blow that it stunned him that much. He was down.
Yeah.
But he was able to carry on.
Well, is that
a double Toradol shot back there?
I was wondering what the heck do they have back there? I mean, hockey dudes are built different.
Playoff hockey. That's a 20-year-old guy that just, I got to play. And the doc's like, what day is it? I don't know what day it is. I've got to play.
They have concussion protocol. How many times do I have to keep telling you?
Are we playing the Blues tonight? I've got to play. You know, I mean, you just, hey, but when he got over to the bench, it looked like the doctor, you know, was, the NHL doctor was.
It really helping him.
Reaching in over to grab him like, okay, man, you don't look good right now. So, yeah, for him to come back on the ice. That's just, you don't need to be told hockey players are tough. We all know that.
903 asks, Gavin, do we have an episode for the Kentucky Derby today? We need to talk some horse racing.
We do.
It's Tolo Truck. Are you going to get him taken care of, Brian?
I got you covered at 340 today. Absolutely.
Nice. Brian knows the ponies.
I love the ponies.
It's fun going to the track with Broadus.
Yeah.
The one thing that I saw today, there's a chance of rain.
Yeah, and I'm gonna walk you through some things that you probably don't know about Churchill Downs when it comes to rain. So we'll do that. We'll get your bet. And again, we're not here encouraging wagering. We're just talking about things that you maybe could.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
you
we're
have
not
options.
We're not here to ask you. Yeah, we're just
maybe you're streaming from out of the state.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
maybe you have a VPN.
Yeah,
and you know you're logging on to an account like you are in Vegas.
Not encouraging
even
you to bet.
That would be illegal. Yeah, you know, that wouldn't be something we'd encourage.
Yeah.
Definitely would not encourage you to look for any of the offshore accounts that you can access from the great state of Texas either.
Right.
What I really don't want you to do, though, is go to a bookie because that's where you run into problems. Bookie will be like, you know, hey, this is a lock. Go ahead and put $2,500 on it. I'll give you the credit. Next thing you know, you owe a bookie like $10,000.
Yeah.
You know, those things can happen.
You're down a finger or two.
Yeah. Now, apparently, maybe that's what Texas wants to encourage by outlawing sports wagering, forcing us to take our business to Louisiana or Nevada or with a VPN or an offshore account that's illegal. You know, but I don't know. I just appreciate a little bit of regulation here, a little bit of safer options. You know, I'm going to put that out into the ether as we consider what our moves are in our legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're sending gamblers to the wolves with this bookie system, right? Yeah. We need to take care of people. Look, well, you wouldn't want your kids accidentally gambling.
Early voting has started. Are you voting?
Yeah. Got my absentee ballot in.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm going to put mine in, too, because Irving has the gambling situation going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's in your backyard.
That's in my backyard. I'm trying to sell that crib.
This could be the magnet.
They don't even wave at me in the neighborhood anymore. I'm like, damn, okay, y'all want me out of here.
Is this one of those deals where they're going to bulldoze the you know, residences to make room for a spot?
They say they're going to put over there where the Texas Stadium used to be.
Okay.
And that's supposed to be the casino, the Dallas Mavericks situation. Yeah. And, you know, half of Irving is like, no. Then the other half is like, yeah.
Well, I say give it a big thumbs up. That would be amazing. Even though the Dumont and Adelson family might benefit from it, I think all of us, you know, would get a big dub there. I would like to say I nailed the Mike Trout injury the other day, didn't I?
You were talking about it, yeah.
Hyperextension?
I didn't want to.
You were talking about it. Yeah, he still couldn't even give it to you.
I watched it for 10 seconds. No, I said, that's a hyperextension. That's a bone bruise hyperextension.
You and I get in trouble when we talk about injuries.
We do.
We get death threats. I didn't want
to,
like.
You're just trying to be careful, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to be careful, but you go, man, it looks like a hyperextension to me. And I was like, oh, he's probably right. But yeah, you called it. He sure did.
He said he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's seen a lot of injuries.
You know, I grew up as a Trailblazers fan, which got every possible injury. And I paid a lot of attention.
I saw the way that foot hit. You knew it was hyperextension, didn't you?
Reminded me of the time I was playing paintball. And you get a little high up there, and all of a sudden your leg's just bending the other way, and it's quite painful. You know, I predict 2 to 4 weeks and probably a season of discomfort for him. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30 tonight. Jared Sandler's going to join us at 4:40. Eric Nadell, 5:20. They host the M's after dropping 3 of 4 to the A's. Mariners are playing good baseball.
Guys, I hate to be the wet blanket guy, but this series, I think, is crucial because they're about to go on a road trip where they're going to go to Boston and then to Detroit after that.
Ouch.
You can't do what you did going into Seattle and getting swept, especially after what happened with the A's these last four games. I mean, you better find a way to put some games together here and get some wins. If not, this is going to be a long 10 days of baseball for the Texas Rangers.
It could be.
Boston, they never really play great there. Detroit is a...
We got the Seager return. We got the Burger have a seat. Crim come
Hopefully
in
Hopefully this is rock bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been brutal. The last four series. You know, they start 8-2. I remember this moment last year, though, where they were heading back towards 500. Then we went into a big series and we had to ask, is this the last time they're going to be 500 or above the rest of the season?
I do worry. This is important.
I mean, pivotal.
Just not because of the division standings and stuff. That for you to lose 5-7 games to the A's, I get it. The A's are playing better.
But no, it's inexcusable.
That to me was that's a kick in the junk right there for sure.
It could be. I think I still have faith in this team because of the starting pitching. The bullpen's pretty good.
You should have
and
faith
the division
in
is not like some daunting. It's not like you're just going to get unseated by some team that's just crazy. And obviously, I know you're losing some divisional games here, but none of these teams are really striking a ton of fear into you that they're going on some ridiculous runs and you're just scratching and clawing throughout the summer for a wild card spot.
What have you lost, like, what, 80 of the last 10 division games?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, you did sweep. Okay, I should say that. I forgot about the Angels sweep. That was in there. You swept.
That helped quite a bit.
That helped. That got you some wins. But yeah, the division. You're on the wrong side of things when it comes to the division game so far. And that's playing the A's and playing the Angels.
Right.
And playing, you know, the Mariners.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not even faced the Astros yet.
I just don't believe they're one of the worst offenses in baseball.
They are, Dawson.
They have been.
They are.
They have been.
They are right now.
Yeah, that's what it says. I mean, all the stats say 28th, 29th.
I mean, they're very bad. They are extremely fortunate that their pitching has been so awesome because fact that you're at 500 right now with this pitching speaks to just how disgusting your offense has been.
I would rather be the Dodgers, and this is going to sound strange.
That's a bold take, man. Are you sure you want to go out there on that line?
No, but the Dodgers, they don't score runs, but they hit home runs. You know, that's how they win games. The power,
yeah, I got
you know, like say they don't get timely hits, But you watch the Dodgers play, they win with really good pitching, and they hit a ton of home runs.
When they hit it, they boom it.
Yeah, they win games that way.
Our home run guys are mostly cold. Jake Berger demoted to AAA. Blaine Crim gets the call up. It's not only the 190 average for Berger, but he's not getting any walks. He's not slugging at all. His OPS is under 600. So, you know, you do have to wonder who else could be facing that harsh reality soon. Could be Tavares, but he actually has 7 hits in his last 5 games.
Yeah.
So maybe when he goes cold again is when you'll be looking to bring up Evan Carter. That might make sense. But I'd be surprised if Berger doesn't get himself right. There's just been too much good quality at-bats at the big league level for him to be this bad. So hopefully that's the blessing that he needs. As I think if this offense can just push inside the top 20, just be like the 18th best offense, I think that should be a playoff team. And maybe a trade for a big bat pushes you above average.
Wait, I've heard this before. You said 15 earlier. We could just be a top 50.
I'll take 18 now. I'll take top 20. I'm trying to lower the expectations.
I'm
something that sounds more realistic.
I'm hearing you say, man, if they could just be a top 15, and now it's a top 18. And I'm sure next week it'll be, gosh, if they could just be the top 23 offense, we'll be all right.
I'll take it. Let's just get out of the cellar here, boys. Little wins. It's like when I first got here, they said, just beat ESPN Radio. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, we did that. Yeah. Okay, top 10 at 220 is coming up next. Chiafalo, where are you taking that?
We wish Dwayne The Rock Johnson a happy birthday with the top 10 most famous Johnsons of all time. That's next year in the next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a lot of great sports. Chief was just telling me it here at the break. And we're looking forward to talking about that with you here over the next 4 hours. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Rangers host the Mariners. Big old series. I don't think Brian's overstating it, although I think they could get swept and come back out of this next week because of the top three pitchers they have. You know, I think DeGrom, Evaldi, Malley. I mean, and then even Gray and Bradford, Leiter and Rocker, I should just say their starting pitching is going to keep them in this thing. You know, and I think the offense is going to be better than the worst. But that's all I got. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Eric Chiafalo with Zach's Top 10 at 220.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. How old do you think he is?
I think he's roughly my age. I'm going to say he's 64.
All right. Any
62.
Guesses?
62.
62? Lucius, how old's The Rock?
I would say about 51.
Happy 53rd birthday to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
So he played, I thought he played right around the same time I did, like in the late 80s.
Early 50s.
Well, not the early 50s.
Of the 1800s.
The 1800s. Surprised I didn't sell programs at his game there.
Back when the school just said school in front of it, it had no name. It just said school.
Miami was just an all-women's university.
Is that what it was at one
Florida
point?
Florida State was at one time.
Oh, yeah?
Florida State was like a teacher's college at one time.
Still have a pretty damn good ratio from what I understand.
Yeah.
Texas Tech as well, from a ratio standpoint. Yeah. We do have the top 10 most famous Johnsons of all time, 877-881-1053, in honor of Dwayne The Rock. But I did want to tee up Broadus's good buddy, the best man at his...
This guy will not text me back to save my life.
Yeah?
No.
You've been trying to get some Bill Belichick. No, this is Michael Lombardi, who is...
I think he's so done with me right now for some reason.
Longtime friend slash best man slash co-worker of Brian Broadus, now the general manager of the North Carolina Tar Heels football program.
Yeah, my mom had a question for me today. She asked me this morning on Twitter. She goes, "You think Michael's had enough yet?"
Oh, just all the crap that's going on. He has to. So this is hilarious, dude.
He loves Bill.
This is the Kirk Minahan show.
Who's Kirk Minahan?
I don't even know who he is. I just know he's on Barstool.
A Barstool guy.
And he's like a middle-aged dude. Most Barstool is like kind of like younger dudes. This guy's clearly a middle-aged guy. He hosts a show for Barstool. And
I didn't know his name.
He's got the cell phone number of Michael Lombardi.
Oh,
and so they're like doing their show and they just decide off the cuff that they're just going to call him impromptu and ask about Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Oh. And so this is the 52nd interaction.
Hello,
Mike, it's Kirk Minahan from Barstool Sports. Mike, it's Kirk Minahan, Barstool Sports. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's up, Kirk?
Live the tape. We have questions. We're trying to figure out. We've been talking about it. We talked about Portnoy a minute ago. Can you explain to us what this woman's role is with UNC? We're just confused.
Actually, I'm in a meeting right now going over recruiting, so that's kind of what my focus is right now. So.
How significant a role does she have with the recruiting at this point? Is she the lead recruiter or no?
I'm in recruiting,
and
I'm working on that. So that's about it, Kirk. Thanks.
All right, Mike, hang in there. Good to talk to you.
There you go. Michael Lombardi. Hey, you got a good truck. Yeah, you got a laugh. He picked up.
Old enemy of mine, but I think we ended okay.
Wow, what's your read on that, Brian? I mean, that kind of sounds like I'm just going to avoid this.
I don't think Mike wants to talk about it one bit.
He was nice. I thought Bill, that could have been way more.
Yeah. He and Bill are extremely close. And I'm sure, you know, Michael has an idea of what he, and this is me just knowing Michael. I have not talked to Michael. I talked to Michael. I asked him what Jerry Rice's 40-yard dash time was at the combine, and that's the last time I heard from Michael. So I haven't talked to him at all about. I know he absolutely loves Belichick. He thinks the world of Belichick. He feels like him, Bill Walsh, influenced him. So Michael is always going to be very much anything to do with Bill Belichick. He's going to be on board with. I'm sure this is a lot different than what he's ever been through, though.
Don't you think if it was nothing behind the scenes, though, he would have said, listen, guys, you got this story all wrong. You know, she's just a girlfriend.
I don't think
girlfriend.
Michael wants to get into that.
I think we're even past the point now of that even being a theoretical option of what reality is.
Yeah. Okay, but Bill's had that statement where he's like, listen, CBS totally edited this thing to make her look bad.
And then they dunked on what he said. Yeah. The CBS spokesperson did.
Yeah.
So it's like
CBS said, we got so much meat left on that bone. We can actually put out some real stuff if we want to. We edited that down to save you.
Yeah.
But I mean, publicly, it's kind of like a CBS versus Bill. Whose narrative do you believe? So Bill could use some help from his guy right now.
Yeah.
And Mike didn't offer that.
No, he just had the evil laugh.
Yeah. I don't think Michael wants to get into that. I really don't.
No, of course not.
I think Michael is really, really all he's about is football. He really is. And all this other stuff is just kind of like he just doesn't care.
Malarkey.
Well, I wouldn't say malarkey because it affects him, you know? It really does.
So you're definitively saying not malarkey. Yeah. Lucius alleging malarkey.
Yeah. I think that if he had to do it over, that he would probably not want her involved as much as she is. That's just me speculating.
I do like the idea of her being in that room right there while he's on the phone,
yeah,
laughing.
She's about probably sitting right next to him.
Yeah. What's funny, Bill?
Yeah. She's probably sitting right there, and Michael didn't want. He's like, ha-ha. Yeah, you don't know who's sitting right next to me, do you? Yeah, like one of the things. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that is a good flex. I wish I would have thought of it first.
Yeah, just call him live on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a heck of a flex.
Yeah.
Good point out by you.
Yeah.
And even Bill Belichick's real daughter-in-law, who's married to the defensive coordinator or whatever guy who's on staff at UNC, Steve,
yeah,
Bill's son, she's even said, like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's not even just sort of rumors about whatever. Even people within the family, his daughter-in-law.
Where's the old wife at? Is she being petty online somewhere?
No.
That's a good question. I think that was really just a girlfriend. It wasn't like this was his longstanding wife of
forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I'll still be petty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll still like retweet this story with some eyes on it or something like that. You know, she, being petty, bro.
She got taken care of financially very well. So she's
chilling.
She probably doesn't care less what happens there.
Pretty crazy stuff. Okay, we got Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up here in a few minutes, but it's the Wooly Bully Top 10. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 53rd birthday.
53rd. God, I thought he was about the same age as me.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of, I was surprised that you reached that high for it. But he...
I thought he was like 56, 57 years old. I
figured he was in his 50s for sure, but 53. So we have the most famous Johnsons of all time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go ahead and perhaps go around the room a little bit here. But
I think let you start because I don't know where you're going.
Yeah,
with this.
I never do either.
Well, I like to start with the texters, you know.
Yeah.
903, our buddy Rat, easy. Lyndon Baines.
Texas. There you go.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got, let's see here. Who else do we have? Walter Johnson, the runner Michael Johnson.
Hey, there is a documentary on Netflix about the Vietnam War that I started watching last night. Lyndon, I don't know why Johnson. I did that, bro.
Yeah. Is it heavy?
It's heavy. Yeah. It's real good, though.
Yeah.
Whole lot of things I didn't know. Yeah, LBJ.
Is it one of those Lucius where they doing the phone conversations?
There's phone conversations,
man,
yes.
And for some reason, President Johnson, they like to tape those phone conversations.
Jack started it.
Yeah.
And they just tape every conversation. It makes me think
between
about
the generals and stuff, and man, just kind of.
I don't know who killed JFK now, because I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. We kind of helped the coup over there.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I guess I'm going to have to tee it up. No, it's all good.
I'll ask you a question. Were you even listening to what Lucius and I were talking about?
I was
How
listening.
How close were you to really listening?
I would say 5 or 6%.
Were you? Yeah. And so the only word you could come up with was, that's awesome.
Well, that's two words.
Well,
we'll get to that with Charles Barkley a little bit later on in the program. But for the meantime, I'm just focused on the Johnson list here. And we got a lot of great texts, a lot of good interactions.
We just don't know where you're going with this.
Magic getting texted in quite a bit, of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's going to be high on this list. Do you think The Rock, because we're honoring The Rock, do you think he's going to be number one?
Oh, he'll be top five, probably. I mean, you got a lot of. That's a very common last name.
Yeah, I mean, how many great?
He's very popular. He's very, very popular.
One of the most popular.
Yeah, he's
who? Magic Johnson?
Well, Dwayne The Rock.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Now who's not listening?
Now who's not listening?
It's contagious. It really is, and I have to own that.
See,
I was the starter. I was the host.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, we got even Larry Johnson getting texted in, and there's a handful
of
Larry Johnson. Yeah, you could go. We have, I mean, LBJ is getting texted in rapidly.
Yeah.
As we,
that's the older generation right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Don Johnson getting a lot of love here on the
Miami
text
Vice.
As well.
Yeah.
Miami
great.
Vice.
Great.
I mean, staying in Dallas, Michael Johnson, the great runner.
Yeah. There you go.
A Randy Johnson, great pitcher.
The bird killer.
Yeah.
How about Jimmy?
Yeah. Jimmy. I was waiting for a Jimmy announcement.
Multiple Jimmys. He was Racing Johnson.
Racing Johnson, Jimmy Johnson. Yeah.
Coach Johnson.
Yeah.
Our football Jimmy Johnson is 18th on the list.
Wow.
So, I mean, I still think
this
that's
is a national
good.
List.
He's
then,
a, yeah, he's a top 20 Johnson of all time. I mean, think about it. We have guys like Andrew Johnson that are being talked
president?
About from the 1800s.
Yeah.
You know which number president he was?
Is he 18?
Close, bro. I'm going to give it to you. He was 17.
Damn.
Let's see. Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Calvin Johnson.
Not cracking the top 10. Now, if this was just a sports Johnson list, there's no question he's in the mix there. We got Van Johnson also on the outside looking in. Figured that'd be a guy that Broadus would be familiar with.
No idea who
Van
that
Johnson,
is.
The actor?
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
star.
He's a big star in the 50s, 40s and 50s, yeah.
Your heyday.
Kind of a Hollywood handsome man guy.
Yeah, yeah, he comes a across crooner. That way.
Yeah.
Bit of a crooner. There's another Ben Johnson. We're getting a lot of Ben Johnson love on the text here.
Canadian track guy?
Yeah.
This is actually...
1988 Olympics.
1971, the last picture show. He's an actor as well.
Ben Johnson.
His photo's black and white, though, so that's how old he goes back. Mm-hmm. Angela Johnson comes in at number 10. She is a former NFL cheerleader, actress, comedian, Miss Do-It-All. She comes in at number 10. Lyndon B. Johnson is at number 9. Aaron Taylor Johnson. You guys know who that is?
No idea. Maybe an NSYNC guy?
Aaron Taylor was a guy we drafted from Notre Dame from the Packers, but no Johnson involved.
Backstreet Boy?
He's a UK actor. Yeah. He's age 34. He's in a bunch of superhero movies and stuff like that.
Which ones?
Kick-Ass, to name one.
Oh.
Also Macbeth. Oh, on stage.
That would be not a superhero.
Not a superhero movie, yeah, but okay. Still a movie.
Hey, yeah. Somebody on Fantech said OG Bobby Johnson. How about that one?
There we go.
Yeah. This is not the segment I thought it was going to be, really. Because I had a list.
Are you disappointed?
Go ahead. Give me your list. Yeah, give me your list.
I didn't hear Lenny Kravitz on there at all one time.
Yeah.
And that is a very famous Johnson, bro. It went viral.
In a good way.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah. The women's like it.
Yeah.
They got it saved in their phones. He had some leather pants on. He tried to bend down and pow. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Hendrix.
How you want to go my way? Sort of.
All right. Who's next after Lenny here? Top 10 Johnsons all time. Lucius.
Baby Billy. Baby Billy Johnson has been all over television as of late.
I don't want to be too knee-jerk about it, but it is topical.
LeBron James had... situation.
Yeah, he got kind of...
During a timeout, I think he did it on purpose.
He got LeJohnson.
Yeah, man, the girls beat him up for it.
Yeah.
We try to let him know, hey, it kind of changes.
Yeah.
He's got a situation going on. Adrenaline's rushing up.
This ain't compression shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm competing. All my blood is in my veins elsewhere, dude. I'm trying to get buckets. Who else?
Wilt Chamberlain.
That, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a pretty famous Johnson, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least he claims.
More than one photo, too, in terms of just like him standing around. I'm like, good night.
The last one, I just tried to squeeze this in there.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Andy Dick. That's a famous Johnson.
Ding.
That's a famous Johnson.
You get credit for all those. Yeah, all those are on the board. Let's see.
All those were on the
board. I think he got canceled, though, didn't he? Deservedly so.
Yeah.
Like, listen to him on the Stern Show.
He was a wild guy, bro.
Wow.
Yeah,
he got canceled.
He did, yeah.
He's like on celebrity rehab or something, boy. He was twisted.
There was a lot going on there. A lot of demons.
Great reality TV, though, you know? Yeah. You want to see somebody crashing out, that's what you want to do.
Good radio guy, too. Talent guy.
682, Lucius, your list is awesome.
Yeah, I thought famous Johnson. Pause. I did have the game on there, but because he always puts the thirst traps out there, he has like the tight underwear and he takes a photo in front of his real big mirror.
This whole bit.
After he's been kind of like working out a little bit. Yeah, he tried a thirst trap.
Don Johnson comes in at number 7. Betsy Johnson at 6. Betsy. You familiar with Betsy?
She make the flag?
That's Betsy Ross.
Damn.
Okay. Fashion designer.
Okay.
Jack Johnson at 5.
He was a famous boxer.
Yes.
Bare knuckles boxer, I believe.
And singer.
It's the singer.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
How about Boris Johnson?
Boris Johnson's the prime minister of, was the prime minister of England, right?
He's the one that crazy haircut, right?
Yes. My man just like.
The Mark Davis, please.
Like, they're kind of like, we elected this dude?
The Mark Davis.
He's standing outside. They're like, whoa, wait. We didn't vote for this guy. Who's this guy?
Fair question from the 469, Lucius. No Serge Ibaka.
I was going to say that, but that's just too easy.
I got you.
It was way up there. That was
super low-hanging fruit.
It was crazy. I stay away from that one.
Dakota Johnson, actress, 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson at 2. Dwayne The Rock, 53rd birthday Johnson, comes in at number 1.
No Joe Johnson, huh?
No Joe. He should make an appearance on the sports Johnsons, though, I would have to say.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chief.
You're very welcome.
Doing a heck of a job there filling in for the Woolly Bully, who's he's on a cruise.
All
right.
Some are calling it the worst vacation decision of all time, as him and his pregnant, formerly pregnant wife, because now they have a kid, obviously.
Kids along too, right?
They're taking that kid.
Taking the baby on a cruise.
An 8-day cruise.
8 day cruise.
And his wife has sworn to her own sobriety. It was like a Lent thing that turned into like a long standing kind of deal.
Wow.
So no booze for her, little baby. There's no mother-in-law, caretaker, babysitter.
And we can't have the baby.
Hopped on a bird. I would love to text him how that flight went with the baby. Now he's going 8 days on the cruise ship. This could be disastrous.
I think they booked this schedule before Eliza. I think that's how it happened. It was just kind of like, real long-term planning.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
3 years in advance on this cruise, baby.
You got to be careful, though, because Walchuk's got a bit of a sexy streak when he's on vacation.
That's right.
Last baby was made on the waters.
Oh, pleasure cruise.
Might have another bun in the oven by the time they deboard, you think?
I think that is a very real possibility.
Since he steps on the boat?
Yeah.
You never know.
It's rampant.
Well, thank you. There it is, the top 10 at 220 every day here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll take a look at Rangers, Stars, Cowboys stuff coming up at 3 and the C-Note at 320. But it's a Friday staple next, Eric. What's in store?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub. Next right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan as the storm is arriving. Okay, the full fireworks not quite on display here in downtown Dallas yet, but I understand over the next couple of hours it's going to unfold once again. We're going to have quite a show of sounds and light here throughout the evening hours. And then it's going to have a cold front coming here. The temperature is going to plunge. So be ready for anything here over the next 24 hours. Stay safe. Time now for your biggest L's and biggest dubs of the week. Here's the Chief.
That's right, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. 817L, missing the baby mama after 2.5 years of separation. Biggest dub, booked a couple vacations with the kids soon.
Okay.
So I get it, man.
Maybe a reconciliation. You.
Yeah, there's still time.
Sounds like it could be in the cards.
Potentially still a chance there. But going on the vacations, that's always a good thing.
I don't know why I thought he was locked up. I thought he did 2 years right there in the bing. Yeah. I'm getting out. I was like, 2 years is tough.
Yeah.
1 year, you can probably get 1 year out of a girl. If you get past 2 years, you got a 3 to 6, 3 to 10, or something like 3 to 5. I don't know, bro.
It's going
to
take a special one.
Yeah, a very, very rare breed.
Yep.
214, biggest dub, got engaged. Biggest L, my dog got kennel cough. That's our buddy Tolo Allen in the 214.
Oh, yeah, you send your dog there to hang out with the other dogs, you know, maybe at one of those boarding spots or maybe when they're getting groomed. Next thing you know, they get a little bit of that, I think it's called parvo or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's deadly.
Yeah,
that's
it could scary. Be rough.
Yeah, prayers up in a big way. Sorry about that, Alan. Alan's incredible. He just got engaged. The photos were great. Him and his lovely fiance swung through Grapevine Pluckers. We had ourselves a good time for the party. 214, biggest dub for this week, seeing the L.A. Fakers lose.
That was great.
Dub, still sober off all the opiates and benzos. That's our buddy Woody in the 214.
Congrats, Woody.
Another 214, big dub. Bought a car. The L, 20% interest rate.
Ouch.
Whew. Is that just?
I don't want to shop that loan.
Winning
that refinance.
Eric, you were in the business there for a while. Is that just really, really bad credit?
That is, I would have to imagine some pretty awful credit, or would maybe like first time car buyer and
predatory lending.
Yeah,
possible.
Yeah, I don't know the 20%, or maybe he just got like a real beater. Maybe he financed a real beater. Hmm. And it was like, hey, if we're going to finance this old junk of a car, you're going to get a nasty boy interest rate. Mm. So, but he got the car. So 214's got wheels, man. He's mobile now. That's fantastic. 972, Big L had 2 tires slashed on my truck overnight.
Oh.
Who'd you tick off? EJ.
Is that a Tesla truck? Is that a Cybertruck?
EJ the Viking. Yeah. What happened? Now he is.
That's just mean.
Getting a victory because he's celebrating his pop's 82nd birthday today.
Congrats. Oh.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That puts things in perspective,
live it up,
right?
Yep.
Those tires will come back. 82 is pretty impressive. 903, L takers, everyone in the Metroplex dealing with this weather right now, no question. I do appreciate the chill factor of what's going on, being like, wow, we're in May and like I'm actually able to wear a hoodie today. There is something special about that.
I thought you were just channeling your inner Bobby Belt.
No, that would be like in August if you see me in a hoodie. That's what I'm doing.
My man does not own anything other than a hoodie, right?
He just like, he raw dogs it too. He's got like no t-shirt underneath. He's just got fleece on his bare skin, sweating through August Texas heats. And it's just nothing for him, man. He's talk about a different breed. Bobby Belt. Otherworldly.
Biggest
but
win.
But fluid of the hips, bro.
Oh, yes.
Fluid absolutely. Of the hips,
yeah,
though.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Very athletic.
Like a damn ballerina.
Like.
Had a lot of potential in there. Just swinging all throughout the halls, man.
It's floats.
Biggest L, Abby hit me for $270 for new cleats.
Is that what they're running these days, bro? Yeah. Are these one of those cool ones that save your ACLs because the...
Nope, she wouldn't wear those. Not cool enough. I said, well, how about if we get some swooshes and stitch them on there? Nope. That's the top end now for kids' cleats, $270. And I've always resisted it, but she's had a lot of issues with tendonitis. I said, okay, let's see if this makes it better. Probably won't, but worth a shot, I guess.
And she's still in the...
even the mid-range is like 150.
So we don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
At any point do they start getting, like, whenever I played football, by the time I got to, like, high school, we were getting cleats. They were issuing us that stuff.
I bet if you play on one of the top teams that's got a sponsorship.
Okay.
You know, maybe FC Dallas pulling something like that off. I'm not sure. But we have gone two straight games without giving up a goal. So our goalkeeper, she got broken in, and the defense is just putting on a show. Block party.
I feel like Otter's probably been just inspiring her.
Yeah, absolutely.
To just dominate. 469 Big Dub closed and funded 37 loans and was able to put 37 families into a home.
Very nice.
He had a
great work.
An L with the car breaking down. Sorry about that, dude. A lot of car troubles this week, man. What's going on? 940 Biggest Dub won $20,000 at Windstar.
There you go.
Holy
great
cow.
Cash, homie.
Maybe a slot? That's got to be a slot pull, right? To actually walk out with $20,000?
Yeah. That was just one special hit of the button because we don't pull the lever anymore, which is disappointing.
I do. The pulling the lever is the best part, I think.
I know, and they've done away with it. I mean, one of the big surprises going to the Super Bowl in Vegas was like, where's the lever?
They confuse you with the button because you actually end up betting more.
You can bet, more times per hour.
Sometimes it's like, what am I doing here? I bet too much. You know, when the lever, you kind of like know what you're doing and like, okay. But with the button, it seems like it's, instead of betting, a dollar, you're betting $2, because they trick you with the...
Yeah, you step into a 25-cent slot, all of a sudden it's $2 a spin.
A spin, yeah.
I think those one-arm bandits, too, they were giving those old people tendonitis. They were losing customers based on the rotator cuff.
I think
cuff.
There's something just about it that was fun.
Hey, if your buddy won $20,000 of some money you gave him in the casino, how much you owe you?
Oh,
at least double.
I was going to say minimum double of whatever I gave him.
3%?
Yeah, probably $500 at least.
I might hit him with that double 20, of what? 20% interest.
Okay. You threw him like $100.
Yeah.
$200, you won $20,000.
I feel like a cheapskate if I gave you $200 in that situation.
Yes.
We're getting at least $500.
At least $500.
Dolphin over here signing rap deals.
And we're stopping off somewhere nice on the way home for sure. Some grub.
Okay, take care
all
of me,
drinks.
Bro. Take care of me, fam. Yeah,
absolutely.
Whoa. You can take your meal. Give me the money.
Well, I'm saying money and the meal. He upped it to $500 plus the meal.
No,
you're getting greedy over there, bro. I won.
You did. You won $20,000. I gave you the money to put in the machine.
Yeah, which we paid you back double.
Give me $5,000 and we'll call it a day.
$5,000.
$5,000.
This is your friend.
This is your friend. Yeah, I fronted you the money.
Yeah.
Like Dawson, like
you didn't have any more bread in the casino.
Dawson,
I was paying for your drinks and I gave you some bread to spend, and next thing you know, you hit.
Dawson, if I backed you in the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
And I gave you $50,000.
Yeah.
I would expect part of your
absolutely.
Whatever million dollars.
And we would negotiate that on the front end. You know, we wouldn't just leave that to
some chance.
Mysterious number in the future. Yeah. You know.
Dawson throw you $6,000 out of that 6 point something million.
You gave me $50,000, here's $6,000 back.
Yeah. Thanks for the business. Do you guys feel more sad for this guy or more excited for his future? Because the 940 just texted in, he's got a big L because he lost the love of his life. His victory is that he's been working on him, you know? And
he didn't lose her like
is not like part, a not like a death, death. But like a breakup.
I was feeling bad there for a minute.
No, like a breakup loss. I understand that sadness, but like now it's time to
gym, dog, and drink water,
just,
man.
No, keep
and
going.
Eat whole chickens for a whole long time. You're about to pop back. It'll take number 90 days. You're a whole different man, dog.
Boom.
I thought he lost her you know, the forever kind of a thing. But
no.
this sounds like to me, yeah.
You're in the DFW, bro. It's crazy. Yeah.
You'll be in better shape. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're going to be, I mean, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. So we're actually, we're calling that a huge victory for my guy, the 940 right there.
Yeah.
Let's see, 480, Biggest L got fired from my job. Biggest Dub was able to go see the Firehouse in Anna, Sean and RJ, on Wednesday. Watching the Bully.
Okay.
This is a guy who's going glass half full.
Yeah, it's great perspective.
We love you, 480. Thanks for swinging by and watching the Bully dominate that Firehouse obstacle
he
course.
He did crush, man. It was so good to see that on social. Congrats to the Wooly Bully. Our very own Bully Melrose. So versatile.
Silver linings.
What are you guys scouting over this? My guy had plumber's crack. His back hurt.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It hurt him to pick up the hose. He couldn't get it over his shoulder.
He completed the mission.
Yeah.
He finished the job. That's what he did. He crossed the finish line. Yeah.
He's got fluid on his knees right now because of that.
He did an elbow drop on the dummy on the ground.
That's what real firefighting looks like. You think this is Hollywood firefighting?
No. My man, if it was a real fire situation, we determined everybody in the house would be no longer with us.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be kind of brutal to look out those blinds and see the Wooly Bully running to your rescue.
Crap!
He's like bent over, like breathing. He's got the oxygen on, but he's breathing like heavier.
Let's get out of here. Top stories of the day coming up next here. It's the Jeep Bag Nation and the Fan.